It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Yeah, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. You weathered the storm okay and everything, Josh? And
here you know, I had a lot of people calling me wondering what the sky looks like, what it's doing. I got some friends that are kind of amateur. They like to follow the weather.
Okay. Well, there are actually storm chasers in the area here. during that Saturday night period there.
Yeah. A friend of mine sent me some really good pictures of one he took in over by Clear Lake, and a lot of videos on social media, you know, apparently when...
The Dominator was in there, yeah.
Dominator?
It's a vehicle made especially for tornadoes, and when you Dominator is in the area, yep, I'll have to show you a picture of it here. It was pretty cool.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll...
Professional storm chasers.
I don't know if I saw it or not, because when the sirens went off, I took my dog, went down to the basement.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Unfortunately, most of the tornadoes didn't touch down over by Gary. I guess there was some damage, maybe some injuries over there. So we hope that everything's working out for those folks.
Yeah, was there one by Haydenville?
They're west. They were up in the air. There were a couple in four-sided in the Madison area, I guess, and one of them touched down briefly and went up. So
okay.
Big trouble was over by Gary. Clear Lake Rodeo was going on, of course, and they had to kind of clear out of there. So, But everybody made it out of there okay.
I bet that was interesting.
I bet, yes. All right, well, let's salute a veteran here.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Carl Gordon Weckhorst. Carl was born on October 23rd, 1924, in Conrad, Montana. Passed away on January 19th, 2002. He was from the Bellingham area. He entered active duty in the United States Army on April 26, 1946 at Fort Snelling, was honorably discharged just over a year later on April 30th, 1947 at Fort Lawton, Washington. He was an armor in the 27th Infantry Division, spent 7 months and 11 days overseas in the Pacific Theater during World War II. He earned the World War II Victory Medal, and he was a marksman with the M1 rifle, and he earned a lapel button for his honorable service. So we thank you, Carl, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, the VA apparently has processed more than 2 million disability claims in record time,
and you're
going to
tell
us about that here.
And I know quite a number of them came from Lacaparral County. Been busy in my office the last few months. The American Legion sent out a press release on June 24th announcing VA's milestone of processing their largest number of claims so far in any fiscal year. VA announced that it processed more than 2 million disability benefit claims for veterans in fiscal year 25, faster than ever before. VA achieved this milestone more than a month faster than the all-time record reached in fiscal year 2024. At this pace, VA will surpass the previous record number of completed disability claims by more than 14% this year. So that's quite an increase, 15% year-over-year increase in faster processing times.
That's good.
Yeah, faster processing times, but what I've been noticing is accuracy is still a milestone to get over, so... Not only are they processing faster, they're doing it with a little more mistakes. And, you know, when I fine-tooth comb something and I look through it, it's like, this doesn't seem right. And then we appeal it, and then we win on appeal. So, anyways, VA has awarded more than $120 billion, with a B, in dollars in compensation and pension benefits to veterans and survivors so far in fiscal year 25. Since January, the VA has reduced the inventory of backlog disability claims by more than 74,000. Getting their claims processed more quickly, the average wait time for a veteran's claim to be processed fell from 141 and a half days on January 20th to 131.8 days on June 21st. So in a 6 month time frame there, processing time on average took about 10 days quicker. So little by little, VA has reduced claim backlog and processed these claims faster than ever before. focusing on getting results for veterans, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Doug Collins. They're just getting started in our mission to help veterans, families, caregivers, and survivors to get the care and benefits they've earned. Just getting started. They should, you know, that's something that should be ongoing.
That's right.
But that's just my opinion, and I'm kind of a low man on the thing there. But VA encourages all veterans to visit va.gov and learn more and apply for the care and benefits they deserve. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and some information on disability claims can be found on the Veterans Linkage Line at 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, but we have kind of a short week this week because of
the 4th of July.
4th of July holiday, so county offices will be closed on Friday, July 4th. It happens to be a three-day weekend this year. And tomorrow, my office will be closed. The Disabled American Veterans Department of Minnesota will be sealing a time capsule in honor, in commemoration of their 100 years as a chartered veterans organization in the state of Minnesota. And the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers was invited to be part of that ceremony and to put something in that time capsule.
Well, what's going in there?
I don't know if that's supposed to be a secret or not, but we're going to put a letter in there to the future and a lapel pin for the MACVSO. So,
okay. All right.
It should be interesting, but that's taking place tomorrow on the state capitol grounds, and should be an interesting ceremony. I've never seen a time capsule being sealed before.
Well, you can tell us all about it next week.
Yep, I did make a suggestion to the public relations people that are spearheading this that maybe they should laminate the letters or something, because I've always heard water gets into these time capsules and ruins things.
Yeah, every now and then if they're not sealed properly.
Yep.
You know, I've been in a couple of them where they've been open. It's kind of cool.
And were they sealed properly?
They were in those cases.
Oh, good.
You know, one was like the cornerstone over at Faith Lutheran when they had their 50th anniversary. They
took
that out, and there's some stuff in there. Then we moved it and take a look and put some more stuff in there and stuck it back in there. And remember what the other one was, community someplace. But
yeah, I don't know when the DAVs will be reopened, but we're putting a...
I probably will not be around to find out, so...
But you will.
But you can talk about it.
You're too ornery to go.
That's probably true. All right. Well, sounds good.
You can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Everybody have a safe and happy 4th of July out there.
Absolutely. Be careful with fireworks and eat some good barbecue and celebrate the birth of America.
Yeah, there's going to be a few things going on over here in Madison, and VFW is going to be open. They'll have some specials on Bush Light taps over there, and we'll have a Grand Theater will be open, and there will be fireworks at dusk at the fairgrounds right around 10 o'clock sharp. So come on over to Madison, celebrate the 4th if you're looking for a place.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
We'll see you.
See you next week. Josh Bettinger, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with our Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. And we invite you to join us again same time, same place next week, 92.1 FM.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.